In the ATI Physical Therapy Spotlight today, it's Eric Swope, a man who made the transition from basketball to football. It's been done before, but what's your journey been like making it to the NFL?
It's been interesting because I had no background whatsoever. So, you know, just day by day trying to find ways to understand this game. I mean, when I first got here, I didn't know what a cadence was. I didn't know how to get into a three-point stance. I mean, the basics of football that I feel like everyone kind of understands, just wasn't even aware of. So it's been a long process, and I feel that, you know, this year has been, you know, a great opportunity. Got to make some plays out there.
Now, we've seen other guys do it. Like, we had Marcus Pollard here that was a basketball player, became a football player, Antonio Gates, other guys. What put that idea into your brain that said, hey, maybe I can transition into this other professional sport?
So I had never personally considered it, but everyone around me has just like, try it. Give it a shot. See if you like it. You have the build for it. It seems like it would carry over. And what it actually started with was a call to our ops director my senior year in college, totally out of nowhere. A Denver Broncos scout had contacted him just saying, we want to see if he has football characteristics. And my head coach actually had shared that with me, and I laughed in his face. That was a total joke. I never played before. I said, oh, you know, no way. And I gave it some thought, and I was at that point was thinking about playing overseas. And I said, you know, I'll do the workout if it works out. It doesn't. If it does, who cares? It went well.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it's going well as you're starting to make a name for yourself with the Colts. And how huge is it? One thing to go to practice and to learn and be ready to play, but to actually be out there and contributing, how helpful is that to you in your transition?
Basically, the way I've been treating it is every single snap has helped me improve in some way. Because I, again, since I have no background, you know, each moment, each game plan, you know, everything that happens in the course of a football game, I'm learning as much as I'm trying to experience it and help the team win.
Now, I want to put you on the spot here. Who are the better athletes, basketball players or football players? Because we've seen hoops players play football. You don't see many football players go and play ball.
Yeah, the styles are so different. That'd be a tough question because there are some guys, especially when you look at the skill positions, that I think could carry over. But a lot of things with basketball, same with football, you build it over time. So some of these guys, yeah, you know, at 20-something, it's kind of hard to switch over because now you're going against guys that are at their peak. And same thing switching over. I mean, this wasn't an easy journey and has not been an easy journey, and I feel very fortunate to get this opportunity. So it will be a very close call.
You've been out there not only making plays, but making some big plays. What's that adrenaline rush like, knowing that, okay, I'm sure it all happens in the spur of the moment, but you're like, I'm out here, I'm contributing, and this little experiment or whatever you want to call it is paying off.
It normally hits me when I'm at home. Like, in the midst of the moment, I'm worried about the game plan, worried about what we're trying to achieve. But I've had a few times I'm talking to my family, I'm like, I'm playing football. And I'm not just playing football, I'm playing football in the NFL, you know, with Andrew Luck as a quarterback and, you know, making plays, getting a chance to help. It's almost feels fake, but it's been a real blessing.
What kind of coach on the field is Andrew Luck? Obviously, he's a student of the game for his whole life. Is that beneficial to have a guy like that that's so cerebral and knows this game inside and out?
Yeah, I mean, he reminds me actually of like a lot of the people that I grew up with in high school. I went to an awesome high school by the name of Harvard Westlake, and he's a very cerebral guy, as you said. He's a, you know, tremendous leader. And I would say the main thing he does that I personally enjoy is he keeps you engaged. Even, you know, if defense is out there, something else is going on, a media timeout, he's saying, you know, hey, let's keep it going, keep your eyes set for whatever the situation may be. I mean, he's a fantastic guy.
Now, what do you like to do away from the basketball court and the football field? Obviously, you're in the midst of it right now, but a little downtime, what do you like to do?
Downtime, if I can get to California and spend some time, I have like some close friends I like to spend time, catch up with them, see how they're doing. Aside from that, I'm doing yoga, I'm doing something to help my body. Spending time with family, with my friends. I live with my brother out here, so we're always just enjoying each other's company and kind of just keep it low-key.
All right, Eric, it's been fun watching your journey. We don't see any sportscasters transitioning to football, so keep it going as a hoopster. Catching a football, best of luck the rest of the way.